Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Studio C.
Senor.
And we're in a dimly lit room deeper than the bowels of the Armstrong and Getty Communications compound. And today, brand new week, getting awful close to Christmas. We're under the tutelage of our general manager.
You know, I was going to go with Elon Musk, who is certainly the most discussed person in America right now, taking the mantle temporarily, at least, from the orange fellow in Florida. But I'm going to go with Brian Moynihan, who's the CEO of Bank of America. We have some clips of him talking about the economy and the Fed and that sort of thing, which really makes it clear that Big Bank runs everything.
Big Bank?
Big Banker. Yeah, the money man.
Okay.
I mean, the politicians pretend they run the world. The big bankers do.
Hey, everybody, how you doing? Welcome to the show. Ready for a big finish? Here we go. Ba-da-da-da. Need to actually look at the calendar.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. I hate to pause the show, but Kanye West is texting me. No, Kanye, by big bankers, I don't mean the Jews. Send.
Well, if it was the Jews, I would go DEFCON 3. Which is
whatever that is.
Such a weird thing to say. What is DEFCON? Why did you choose right in the middle? In terms of how extreme it was.
Well, he's got the scale backwards. It's not DEFCON. It's DEF... Never mind.
Well, I don't remember if one's the worst or four's the worst, but why do you not pick the worst? I mean, why do you pick in the middle somewhere? That's just a weird thing to do.
It failed on every level.
Anyway, looking at the date. So today's the 5th. I guess the math is fairly easy on how long we've got till Christmas, which is, based on my memory, the 25th. So I would say we have roughly 20 days, 3 weeks shy a day. So, yeah. And I was just realizing as I was driving into work, I haven't really got stuff ready to go for the kids yet, so better jump on my horse on that and get out to the mall or however people shop in the modern world.
Yeah, yeah. I will let you speak to those things. I am now essentially retired from Christmas.
Retired from Christmas?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, you know, the big kids, they got their own lives, and we're not going to be able to get together this Christmas. We'll probably get together early next year, but little D's going to come for a visit, our youngest. We generally wire something to them or send something. Judy and I get what we want when we want it.
Something to them.
Yeah, like money or what have you. Go use this. We will, reflect upon the birth of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, certainly. But in terms of the festivities, it's a day off. It'll be fun. It's fun.
Electronics. Kids both want newer, better electronics. That's a hot thing for them at this point in their lives.
Yeah.
Really wanting a PS5, whatever that is. Do you know what that is, Michael?
That's PlayStation 5.
Brian, do you have one?
I do, as a matter of fact.
You do have a PlayStation 5. I didn't know you played the video games.
Yeah, occasionally. Mm-hmm. Occasionally, but not much.
What's one of those cost a guy?
They're about $4.99.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
It's an expensive item. Is that what you play the Call of Duty on? Or
no, I play games that I only play like a Madden, like one game, you know, and I'll sit down with somebody and I'll play it and that's it. Mm-hmm. I enjoy it and I turn it off.
You play Madden on it?
Yeah, I don't want to be one of those people that spends hours
playing. What's the one where you shoot cops and have sex with hookers? What's that game?
That's Grand Theft Auto. We don't allow that in the house.
Well, I don't want that in my house either, so that's why I've been staying away from a platform where you'd play that sort of thing. But all his friends play it, all my oldest son's friends play it, all of them.
I was just going to ask if that was still a thing.
Yeah. Oh absolutely. Yeah, okay. They come up with a new one all the time. So, latest, greatest, coolest one, just like they do in the Madden football. They update it on a regular basis.
Yeah. I shouldn't admit this, but I think it was when my son was in college or darn near in college. He actually was playing that, and I was watching it, and it was mostly just so absurd it was funny. But he was substantially older than your kids at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, he has shown zero proclivity for picking up nor hitting with cars hookers. he has grand thieved no autos that I'm aware of.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So why would Elon Musk be our general manager today? Well, I don't know if you followed this story or not. If you are living your life properly, you probably did not follow this story over the weekend, but he more or less hired out one of the great journalists of our time, who we've been big fans of, Matt Taibbi, who was with Rolling Stone forever and is now a Substack guy, so he has less oversight and gets to do whatever he wants. He's a lefty, he's a liberal, but he put out all the internal Twitter stuff about the suppression of the Hunter Biden laptop story, and that caused some of the media to go crazy and attack Matt Taibbi as a white nationalist doing the work of the Republican National Committee, et cetera, et cetera.
Right, right, yeah.
Which is pretty hilarious if you've ever followed Matt Taibbi's career. I mean, he's like a Bernie Sanders sort of Democrat. But anyway, so we now have more idea of the inner workings of Twitter and how that whole thing happened. I'm not sure there's anything to come out of this story other than proving what most of us already knew and the rest of the country thinks it's okay, so...
Yeah, we have not discussed this at all prior to the show, friends, but Jack and I apparently have come to exactly the same conclusion. It was precisely what we suggested it was. A bunch of, a company that's almost entirely run by people with sympathies to the Democrats and the left were biased referees, essentially. They saw a story that they had the barest excuse for quashing, so they quashed it.
Right, because they wanted Donald Trump not to be elected president. And so if you're on the Trump side of things, you think it's awful that the culture of free speech, not the law of free speech, settle down, lawyers or constitutionalists. But the culture of free speech for our media was violated, is annoying. But for the rest of the country who wanted Trump to lose it, yeah, that's fine with me, whatever it took. So,
yeah. Well, and then on our side of the aisle, the media is wildly biased. I know.
Yeah, exactly.
They pretend. The only thing that galls me, and it doesn't gall me much anymore just because I'm used to it, is that they still pretend grandly. They dress up in the robes of the objective and honorable journalist, even as they jam both thumbs on the scale, never mind one. That's the only thing that annoys me.
Well, I also find it somewhat hilarious, but nobody seems to get the irony of it, or the way Elon is being attacked by everyone on the left as having ruined Twitter.
Turned it into a cesspool of white nationalism and racism.
Him exposing how they were so one-sided. You don't see any irony here, or like it,
it's outrageous. It's obscene. He's a right and a white nationalist.
Doesn't hurt your narrative to a certain extent that he's ruining Twitter and being biased toward Republicans and on the side of Trump or something like that, which he's not. When he's exposed to the fact that Twitter was incredibly biased,
right. Right.
Before.
Well, I think we're down to the lowest common denominator now. I think we've gotten to the bottom. We've broken it down chemically and logically to its base fact, its base principle, which is nobody makes arguments anymore. Nobody trades ideas or reports honestly anymore. It's just tribal grunting.
Yeah, and
so all those Elon Musk is turning Twitter into a cesspool of misinformation, blah blah blah, and Matt Taibbi is a slave to the Trumps or whatever. That's just tribal grunting. It's idiotic. There's no argument there.
It will forever be amazing that you had a story like this drop shortly before a presidential election. And almost the entirety of the free press decided to squash it.
Yeah. Well, and what's really frustrating is the lack of accountability. And like those, what was it, 35, 55, whatever, former and current intelligence professionals, our brave leaders who came out in a public letter, which was also unprecedented, and said, this bears all the hallmarks of Russian disinformation. And none of them, except for like Brett Baer had one of those geeks on his show on Special Report and grilled him about it a little bit. But none of those people is ever called to account for that, is held accountable. New York Times has no interest in grilling Michael Hayden or Brennan or Clapper the Liar.
Right.
So they just get away with it. And I understand how that frustrates people. But, you know, it is what we thought it was. And now we just have the internal memos.
Let's start the show officially. I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. On this, it is Monday, December 5th, year 2022. We are Armstrong and Getty, and we approve of this program.
Let's begin then officially, according to FCC rules and regulations, a new exciting week. This is fabulous. Let's get going at Mark.
Questions are being raised about Vladimir Putin's health after he fell down the stairs at his home and soiled himself. Questions like, is there a video?
I saw the headlines of that story. I assume there's no verification or pictures or video or anything like that.
I missed that story.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
That seems like an odd thing for the rather not liberal Russian media apparatus to put out.
Yeah, I think it's the sort of thing that comes out when, Hitler did not actually have one testy, one ball.
Yeah,
but the people who hated Hitler came up with a funny song that kind of rhymed in German about Hitler only having one ball. I think it's that sort of thing about Putin. They're just putting out funny stories about he fell down the stairs and pooped his pants, you know, that sort of thing.
It rhymes in Ukrainian.
Yeah, something like that. How does mailbag look?
Oh, it's quite good, really. Strong start for the week.
Awesome. We will get to that in a bunch of the news of the day. Hopefully you weren't paying attention. We'll catch you up on the way. Our text line is 415-295-KFDC.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
What's up with you? Busy time of the year, man.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere I went, as I dropped somebody off at the airport, I was out to a restaurant, I had to go by the mall for some reason. So everywhere's crazy and crowded this time of year. Crazy and crowded.
I had significant social gatherings Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Too much. I'm already tired. That's too much holiday.
That's more than I've had cumulative in a dozen years, I would say. That sort of thing.
Yes, yes. A quick stop by turned into a, how long were we there last night? 3+ hour food and drink authority-a-thon. Oh, man. That's fun, though. Nice folks. I've already made my my New Year's resolution.
Mm-hmm. That is.
Why not? What, am I a slave to the calendar? Am I a druid over here? Am I like, I don't know.
No, if you actually want to change something in your life, you should do it today, not wait for New Year's Eve or Christmas or your birthday or whatever. Are you going to tell us what it is, or is that a...
Yeah, I'm rambling too much, though. We need to get into the freedom-loving quote of the day. More on that later. It's completely uninteresting, by the way. Do not stay tuned for that revelation.
All right.
Revelation. I'd rather, you know, not defraud you and bore you. Here's your freedom-loving quote sent along by Jeff. It's Truman. President Truman said this. Harry S. Truman of Joplin, Mississippi. Missouri, rather. Sorry, Missouri. Once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, it has only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear.
Yeah, well, that's the most interesting aspect of this whole Twitter Elon Musk thing, and that's the only thing that I think is really worth pursuing. If Twitter decided not to allow the Hunter Biden story to see air, that's one thing. If the FBI was pushing him really, really hard for it, that's a really big deal.
Yes.
And it seems that may be the case.
Absolutely. The government cannot suppress free speech. But can they farm it out? Can they pay, cajole, or threaten other people to do it? Mailbag. You can email us, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. Frequent correspondent JT writes, the person of the year has to be Elon Musk. Time for the year-end awards, including the ridiculous person of the year, but it has to be Elon, right? Aside from his ongoing technical contributions, Tesla, SpaceX, etc., his acquisition of Twitter puts him over the top. But with his recently published insider proof of the collusion between Twitter and the Democratic Party, that makes Musk the most significant person of the year. More than Putin, more than Biden, more than Zelensky. Okay. Fair enough. He's our person of the year. It's decided.
Boy, I think it'd be hard to push Vladimir Zelensky out of Man of the Year for but the Elon's a good the thing with Elon, though, is if you follow the news much, he is getting more solidly and solidly into the Trump category of just, it's clear that he's evil. There's no point in even describing it anymore.
Which is bizarre.
It is bizarre.
It's inexplicable. Yeah, well, it's tribal grunting, as I said earlier. Yeah, I mean, your person of the year having the most effect has got to be Putin. But anyway, moving along. I don't care. Guys, I've seen you. Sure, you've seen the story and quoting Trump, in which he called for the termination of the Constitution to redo the 2020 election.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that. We could read his tweet or truth, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Paolo says, of course, it could just be he's become unhinged because he's losing the influences that might mitigate his successes. Mentions Ivanka. An ever-growing number of former supporters desert him. He seems to be surrounded only by those who believe their careers depend on their unconditional fidelity. That makes it hard to get honest, objective feedback. Well, I'd say that's part of the problem.
The more I think about it, yeah, we absolutely should read that. We'll do that at 47 of this hour. We'll do that later, because it's worth discussing, because he is a former president, he is a candidate, and he's still the most likely person to win the nomination for one of the two parties. So there you go.
Stop threatening me. Segment four of this hour. Indeed, we'll address that. Let's see. Oh, this is from, we'll say Al-Anonymous. Our local school disallows anyone with flu-like symptoms until 72 hours after their symptoms pass. So we keep our kids home as required. Now, because my son has missed 2 weeks of school this year, I have to attend a mandatory truancy counseling or get referred to CPS, Child Protective Services. I love me some bureaucracy.
Well, I don't know if I admire you or not, but I will tell you this. Nobody but you following those rules. Nobody else is following those rules, or your kids would be home all the time.
Yeah, everybody lies now.
Yeah. There's pretty much no other way to fashion your life if you're going to follow those rules. If you miss an hour of the show, get the podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand. Much on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, for product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So we've gone from, it was inflation temporary, which was last year's discussion, to it's real. Now the question is, how long would it have to hold rates at this level to get inflation down without hopefully hurting the economy? And that's the debate we're going through right now. But you're seeing the signs in terms of job openings declining a little bit. You're seeing the signs of turnover slowing down in companies. And while those may not be good signs for the individual involved, it's actually good signs for the economy in terms of it starting to get into a better situation, that it can grow a more normalized rate.
What's that?
That's Brian Moynihan. He's the CEO of Bank of America, explaining how every time some bad economic number comes out, we should say good, because that means maybe we can stop clamping down on inflation soon.
Yeah.
So root for bad things to happen.
Well, we've talked about that. The whole point of raising interest rates is to make us miserable enough that we stop spending.
Yeah, essentially.
To choke off inflation. So, yeah, I get where he's coming from.
Yeah, and it's funny. I like the cut of this guy's jib just because he is utterly straightforward and not worried about bruising anybody's sensibilities, which you'll hear in a couple of clips. But let's roll on more on the economy, which is really the one issue everybody can agree is important. Michael, next.
All the guests you had on this morning talked about parades of horribles, the Russia-Ukraine situation, what's going on in China. Those things all would change the basic outlook. But if they just stay, right now it's kind of play, they stay sort of status quo ante. It doesn't solve, but it doesn't get worse.
Right.
Oil prices stay around $100 a barrel, more or less. They were there for 5 years between 2010 and 2015. So now that kills the economy its own. But all those things going in a very wrong direction, you'd see a massive change in the economic activity. Mm-hmm. And that's what people are trying to hamstring.
Okay, so we don't want World War III nor China invading Taiwan and Japan, etc. That's fine. He predicts a shallow recession and a recovery later. Rates staying higher due to the stimmy cash. We'll skip that one. Give us 53, Michael.
Now, where does that cash come from? The government gave out a lot of stimulus. The problem is the government's running high deficits, and that's why when you talk earlier about debt ceilings, those are important things to not have create problems in the economy. And I think all
that's
business people...
That's one of your worries for 2023.
All business people don't like surprises, and we'd like to make sure that we got through a normal budget process and a normal debt ceiling process. And,
but you're not confident about that.
Well, I've been CEO for 13 years now, and I've had some interesting times on this, but generally it works out, and I have confidence that people come to table, there'd be a lot of discussion you talked about with some of your guests, but ultimately it has to get there because ultimately we have to run this great country because it's got 300 million people that the world depend on.
All right. Calling for normal government, which is fine. I thought that clip was something different. That was meh. But this is the one in which he makes clear that, yes, misery, your misery is the goal.
The question is, it's just a change where people lose their jobs, and that's a horrible thing to contemplate. And that's what they're worried about. The compounding effect of the worry about having a job versus actually losing your job changes consumer behavior, and you're seeing that go on a little bit right now. And that's the Fed has to create that sort of nervousness to help tip the inflation back down. Wage growth is strong, which is a good thing, but also strong means they have to slow it down to match the... Otherwise, we're going to have a wage inflation spiral. So all that comes together...
So the goal of the Fed is to make you afraid you're going to lose your job. So you spend less.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's accurate. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's funny. It's not discussed more openly. We have talked about it here, but it's not discussed more openly whenever they talk about the Fed raising interest rates. The point is to make it so painful that you get scared about your job, about your house, about all kinds of different things. And tighten things down enough that you kill off inflation.
Yeah. At the same time, I went to the annual meeting of an organization that I'm part of in my personal life, and they were going over the financial numbers and the strain of hiring people and paying them right now is just, I hate to use cliches, but it's a black swan. It's a once in 50 years phenomenon. The payroll has skyrocketed. And they're still way short of staff. And so what's going on with that? A question we've asked many times. Where are those people? They had jobs before.
It's people that have decided not to work. An uncommented on, reported on segment of society that didn't used to exist.
Yeah.
Couldn't exist.
Yeah. Are they working for cash or selling pot or what? How are they feeding themselves? Yeah, I know, government benefits, but...
Combination of government benefits, living with mom and dad, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. And I do buy, I don't know to what extent or how many people this answers for or describes, but I do buy in some professions like, hospitality, waiters and waitresses and busboys and hotel clerks and stuff, that when a lot of that stuff shut down during the pandemic, much of it unnecessary, never forget, I get that a certain number of people thought, that job sucked, and I don't want to go back to it. I'm going to find something else to do. So it could be that those sectors in particular suffered post-pandemic, but that doesn't come close to explaining all of it.
Well, of course not. No.
The mind-bogglingly low unemployment rate. I mean, it's just crazy how low the rates are.
3.7%, yes, nationally. It's about as low as is absolutely possible. And I regularly come across people, God bless them, that are now employed. It's hard to imagine how you make it through the day, but you're now working at this job.
So you're saying people whose capabilities are low.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy they're employed.
Sure.
Nobody chooses to be, you know, incapable.
Yeah, exactly. I'm
trying to be charitable here.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the season of giving.
Can you tell me, a non-soccer fan, what happened with the World Cup over the weekend? Because I didn't pay any attention.
So the U.S. lost to the Netherlands.
The U.S. is out.
3-1. We're out, yes.
Okay.
We're into the Sweet 16 in the World Cup is you lose, you go home.
Uh-huh.
So now we're down to the, I can't remember, quarterfinals or something like that.
But the USA is out. That's the only thing.
Yeah, we are out, but our talented young team will be working hard and getting ready for the next World Cup, which is in 4 years.
The USA had the youngest team in the tournament. So
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either until I heard it over the weekend. Okay. And do I need to continue to care or pretend like I care, or is it the excitement of the World Cup over now that the USA is out?
I have a friend who was born and raised in Brazil who is really into football.
That doesn't surprise me. I was not born and raised in Brazil.
He was. But you've embraced their wax, which I think shows your international savoir-faire or something. Anyway, this friend of mine was explaining to me with fire in his eyes how great the Argentina-Netherlands game is going to be because they have such completely different styles of play.
There you go.
So kicking the ball back and forth till you get close to the goal, I thought was the style of play. But anyway, I'm actually thinking I'm going to watch the game with him.
All right.
So he can explain the finer points to me, and I'm kind of excited.
Well, that might be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. He's always super into it, crazy into it.
I was kind of hoping for one more win out of the U.S. team for everybody to kind of focus on something. Non-Elon or Trump or awful in many different ways. Just...
Well, something unifying would have been nice, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Trump, as long as you brought him up, for quite some time during this turbulent era, when people on the left would say, you know, Trump, he wants to be the new Hitler, he wants to overturn the Constitution, I would mock them for their hysteria. Trump just called for the overturning of the Constitution, so that's a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, he put out one of his truths over the weekend. Fairly long and detailed, and it stands out even among Trump tweets over the years. And we can read that for you and discuss coming up.
What's the expression the kids use, bat-ass crazy?
I don't know. I feel like nothing can move the needle in my brain anymore. My needle might be stuck in terms of being shocked or anything.
And just the topic in general is so tired to me.
Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly. I generally hit the dial if my TV show I'm watching starts into Trump conversations of any kind. But we should read this to you when we come back and we can discuss a little bit. You should be aware of it. Among other things that are on the way, pretty strong argument from Andy McCarthy of National Review in the New York Post today of why this whole Elon Matt Taibbi revelation of the suppression of the Hunter Biden laptop story is a big deal. Should be
okay.
A big deal. So maybe we'll get to that at some point. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
An Apple factory in China is expected to cut production of iPhones by 6 million in response to ongoing worker protests. The workers' main demand is more playtime. I'm shocked too, guys. I'm so shocked.
Yeah. Funny, but when does Apple finally have to get out of China? I don't know. It's just, it's inevitable.
They're working on it pretty hard from what I understand. I have the information on that.
Okay, I want to hear it. But then what's, if the iPhone, if the best iPhone is $1,400 now, what's it going to cost when you move it somewhere where you have to, you know, hire adults and pay them a living wage? What is the iPhone going to cost then? I threw my phone on the bed yesterday. I kind of tossed it on the bed. It took several weird bounces. I mean, I threw it to the middle of the bed. Should be pretty safe. Took several weird bounces and ended up on the floor hard. And I thought I got to quit casually tossing around a $1,400 computer.
Hard to imagine anybody doing that with a laptop.
Right, exactly. Anywho. So Donald Trump is on Twitter but doesn't tweet. He is still trying to pump up his own version of Twitter that he calls Truth or something. Anyway, he
Truth Social.
Yeah. He truthed out a truth yesterday, and this was based on the bombshell reporting that came out Friday from Matt Taibbi at the behest of Elon Musk and Twitter that makes it clear, quoting people that were working at Twitter at the time and involved in the decisions, that they did squash the Hunter Biden laptop story.
On very thin and murky pretexts.
Well, basically just because they were afraid it would damage Joe Biden and they wanted Trump to lose. That's why they did it. Well, I mean, that's the real reason they did it. But anyway, and we got more on that coming up in hour two. But this is Donald Trump's truth based on that story that came out over the weekend. So, with the revelation of massive and widespread fraud and deception, a lot of this is in all caps, but you know how that works. In working closely with big tech companies, the DNC and the Democratic Party, do you throw the presidential election results in 2020 out and declare the rightful winner? Or do you have a new election? A massive fraud of this type and magnitude allows for the termination of all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution. Our great founders did not want and would not condone false and fraudulent elections. You know, I saw that over the weekend, and I read it, and it didn't, like, have any effect on me physically, because I'm so used to Trump saying things over the last half dozen years. But every once in a while, I'm able to back away and try to picture George W. Bush tweeting something like this, or Barack Obama, or anybody else. And you would think, I mean, it would have stopped time if any other, you know, Jimmy Carter, any other former president had made this sort of statement about the previous election in which they were involved. But I feel like a certain amount of the media in the country does go a little bit ho-hum when Trump says things like we need to ignore the Constitution and have a new election or just declare me the winner. That'd be an interesting thing, wouldn't it? That'd be a heck of a an outlying event for the United States of America over our history to just declare him the winner at this point.
A little third worldy for my tastes. A little banana republic-y.
A massive fraud of this type and magnitude allows for the termination of all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution.
You know, I can't even summon up the will to explain why that's so bat poop crazy. Number one, it is. Number two, it is. I'm done. I don't know. I have reached my moment of exhaustion with Trump and his whole act. Twitter, New York Times, the Alphabet networks, utterly dishonest. Utterly dishonest and biased. The idea that therefore we terminate all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution, it's almost funny. It's so bizarre and moronic to say.
Well, I don't take it seriously, so it didn't really have much of an effect on me. Should I be taking it seriously?
Well,
what would that even mean?
Well, the argument sounds like this. You know, he leads some Republican polls and is the most likely nominee, blah, blah, blah.
True. That is true. That is true.
And it is unquestionably shocking that a leading contender for a presidential nomination should be calling for the suspension of the Constitution. Fighting through my exhaustion to make one more comment, if that doesn't end it, well then, good luck, America. Good luck. If that doesn't end the whole Trump thing, not the policies, just the man, then I don't know what to make of this country anymore.
Yeah, I guess I operate on the assumption he's not going to be the nominee, so I don't think it makes much difference.
I guess I do too, but I've been wrong so much about his surviving this, that, and the other.
Yeah, how about this angle? I hadn't thought about this until I heard another pundit bring it up. Ron DeSantis, who is the most likely man to take over the mantle as leader of the Republican Party, I think. Not officially, but in essence,
yeah,
he would be the leader of the Republican Party. I think he already is, actually. Is not responding to any of the things Trump says. Trump has taken shots at him, said a whole bunch of different things about him, about other things, and Ron DeSantis is staying quiet, which. When it was pointed out, I thought that seems like a good idea. You know, why engage him? But one of my favorite pundits said that was Ted Cruz and a number of other people's theory back in 2016. You just let him say this stuff and you just let the world judge. Okay, he just said John McCain, what he said about John McCain, just leave it alone. Let him, you know, when there's an old saying about when your opponent is struggling, just let him struggle. Let him continue to dig the hole. But it didn't work. Mm-hmm. It didn't work to not engage.
Well, I would respond that this is a very different time because Trump was exciting, entertaining, pugilistic, the rest of it. And every candidate is, to a large extent, an empty vessel. You fill them with the hopes you have for them. Now, whether they agree with you or could deliver on those hopes or whatever, it doesn't matter. Candidates try to cultivate a feeling of, yes, they do believe what I believe, and we'll do something about it. Trump doesn't have an ounce of his vessel empty at this point. You know what I mean?
But do you
Everybody
think
it, knows what we're going
to
get.
But do you think it would be to Ron DeSantis an advantage to either respond to Trump when he's personally attacked or to respond to something like this and say, what Donald Trump said would destroy our country. What we need to do is win the next election and look forward, you know, that sort of thing. Should he respond to these things or just let them lie?
Yeah, you know, I agree with one piece of analysis I read that said the story right now is about what Trump said or having dinner with Kanye and the neo-Nazi idiot. If DeSantis weighs in and comments on it, it becomes DeSantis versus Trump. And that doesn't serve DeSantis. DeSantis can, as another writer put it, just remain silent while Trump repeatedly punches himself in the face. So no, I think he's absolutely doing the right thing to give non-answers. I saw a press conference where a reporter essentially asked him to wade in. He said he gave the standard, we're working hard for the people of Florida.
Right.
We won a giant landslide where Republicans around the country were very disappointed. And, you know, that was an unspoken, yeah, look what Trump's leadership got you. So he's very careful not to make the headline.
Interesting. So we'll bring you up to speed on the whole Twitter, Elon Musk, Hunter Biden laptop story, where that is now after some huge reporting over the weekend. If you miss an hour of the show, get the podcast Armstrong and Getty on demand.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.